I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Final few minutes of Grant and Danny. 106.7 The Fan as we get set to look ahead to the weekend that will be. We'll round things out at Nats Park where we've got a debuting top prospect. But training camp continues in the next couple of days. Major storylines coming out of Richmond.
So a number of things you could point to. Obviously, Jordan Reed's health is your one seed there. You look at Josh Doctson developing, hopefully being an everyday impact kind of a player. To me, some of the things I'm looking at, Jeeps, are guys that we sort of, I don't want to say written off, but guys that didn't really perform, whether it was, you know, last year for injury reasons or just weren't particularly good or whatever the hell else. Somebody like Sean Laval, who everybody kind of wanted replaced, myself included, has been the unquestioned starter through OTAs, mini camps, and everything else. Does Sean Laval have a bounce back year? Do we stop asking, will Ari Quanjo take over? Someone like Kendall Fuller, who's got to be good, quite frankly, I think, for this team to have any kind of a defensive jump and improvement in that regard. You look at some of the guys on the defensive line, outside linebacker. Does Preston Smith finally do it? You hear reports of now, quote, best shape of my life. I've changed my diet, the normal thing. J.P. Finley noted a couple times he looks broader up top and more narrow at the waist, that reverse flying V that everybody wants to see, et cetera. Is he just a guy, or does he kind of harness the lightning and get himself a double-digit sack or something special as he kind of looked the part for a part of his rookie year? A number of those guys, I don't want to say written off, but that have maybe something to prove are big stories for me.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. Obviously, as you said, health is the main thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's going to be the story every single day. First question you asked is, everybody's okay? Nobody has any injuries that will prohibit them from working out tomorrow? All right, then today was productive.
Yay.
And you move on from there. I want to know a little bit more about Terrell Pryor. I'm curious to see, you know, we had Michael Phillips on the show earlier today. He said he's going to be a safe bet to go for 1,000 yards. Well, he had 1,000 last year and over 70 catches in Cleveland. And I really do believe that was because someone had to catch 70 balls and someone had to go for 1,000 yards. He was targeted 140 times. So that's how you catch 70 passes. That's not a very high catch percentage.
It's not very good.
On balls thrown to you. But Kirk Cousins is better than Cody Kessler and Josh McCown and the scrubs he's been working with over the last few seasons.
It's a better offense here.
Terrell Pryor's in a better scheme, to your point, offensively. He's going to get open more in this offense. What's he capable of? He's working for a long-term deal. And while you and I have talked a lot and we've harped a bunch on the one-year deals for the Redskins this offseason and how that's bad business in general because it prohibits guys from feeling like they're around for a long time and it puts a lot of pressure not only on them to thrive right away, but it can also lead to a culture where people don't feel like they're a part of a program. They just kind of feel like they're rented. They're there for a little while. They're going to improve their standing and they're gone. The one good thing that comes from one-year deals with guys like Pryor and Zach Brown at linebacker is that they're hungry. So I want to see the storylines coming out this week on Terrell Pryor as a receiver. I hear how hard he works all the time.
Physically as impressive as anybody will see.
Dude, he's huge. Yesterday, he stayed after practice apparently 45 minutes catching balls off the jugs machine. All those little stories, all the things you see on Snapchat, yep. Guys are running on beaches that you and I typically don't care about and kind of roll our eyes about. He's first team all those things. He works really, really hard. That makes it easy to pull for the guy. He also has turned himself into a good wide receiver when he was a failed quarterback who wasn't ever supposed to have an NFL career. I don't know why anyone would root against Terrell Pryor, but I think he's going to be one of the faces of the early part of training camp. People are really going to like all of the action that he provides in practices because he's going to be working against Josh Norman one-on-one, and we're going to find out right away how good he is.
Here are the groups that might root against him. If you're a Michigan alum and you just get really angry in general, or if you're someone that hates free tattoos, you might get really upset at Terrell Pryor. Other than that, I'm with you. I think we need to spend more time, more often, on how unbelievably remarkable it is. This was a quarterback as recently as 2014.
Yeah.
And he has decided, let me try this, and has gotten to an NFL level. Not even just, hey, he's a number one receiver, or is he a number two or number three on a good team? Whatever it is, who knows what he's going to be? I'm bullish on the guy because I'm just so impressed that he's gone from not a receiver to NFL receiver. Millions of people have played football. Not that many get to play NFL wide receiver, and he wasn't even doing that 3 years ago. Pretty incredible.
Let's do this. We've got tickets to see the Washington Nationals, the Colorado Rockies tonight at Nats Park. If you want to win those tickets, scoop them up on your way to the ballpark this afternoon. You've got to be able to name three of the five Nats we had on the show today.
Okay.
We had five current Nationals on Grant and Danny live from where we're broadcasting at the Nationals Youth Baseball Academy today. Name three of those players right now at 800-636-1067 as the 10th caller. You will win those tickets to see the team take on the Rockies. They're playing Ian Desmond and his mates. Cheer on the Nats. You're going to be hanging out in the K Street section, T-shirt, K-card. Tickets are on sale now. Nats box office. You can win your way in, and you have been all week long on 106.7 The Fan. The details online now at thefandc.com/contest. Speaking of the Nats, Tanner Roark pitches tonight. Quick item there. He was great in Cincinnati. He's been brilliant now twice in two starts post-All-Star break. Struggled immensely before the All-Star game. Was having a really poor season. If he can turn his year around and have a bounce-back renaissance second half, it would be a huge shot in the arm for a Nats team that has lost Joe Ross for the season, that has Steven Strasburg on the DL. Because as healthy as this rotation was early on, they're now missing 40% of their group of five.
Up 13 games in the division. So if you're going to shut down Stras for a couple of weeks or, you know, obviously not have Joe Ross, this is the time to do it. It's not one of those years where the Braves are nipping at their heels or you're going wire to wire or down to the wire rather with the Mets. I'm thinking more of Roark getting right. What does that mean for October? What does that mean for my playoff rotation? This is now kind of assuming the Nats don't go make a move for a starting pitcher, which is not off the table, by the way. That's something that's very much in play. You hear them named an awful lot.
I'd be okay with that.
I would, too. I'm actually would be excited about it. Barrios Faluga wrote a column on it and saying, yeah, not even, hey, maybe they should. It's definitely you should. But thinking about if they don't, is Roark your number three in a playoff series, or is Gio Gonzalez? It'll depend on matchups, obviously. Last year when you faced the Dodgers, it needed to be Gio because they didn't hit lefties. Maybe it's something different this time. Who knows? But it gives you a good problem to have. If Tanner Roark is at his best versus Gio at his best, and Gio's been at his best for the most part this year. He's been incredible. Roark hasn't. I keep saying this. If Roark's at his best and Gio's at his best, you probably slot Roark ahead of Gio at this point in terms of trust for a playoff series. But it would give you a good problem to have instead of it working itself out and solving it for you in the bad direction.
The Nationals are at home all weekend against Colorado, as we mentioned. Tomorrow, they play the Rockies at Nats Park. The first pitch of that game is at 7:05 tomorrow night. Eric Fetty will make his major league debut, the top pitching prospect, the first-round pick back in 2014. So if you got nothing to do tomorrow night or you're going to be around the house, turn on the TV, listen to Charlie and Dave here on 106.7 The Fan. Fetty, this is much anticipated. Biggest debut since Giolito a year ago.
That's what I was going to go for from you. You are Mr. Prospect. Give me the Grant Paulson prospect debut 1 to 10 grade. Strasburg is a 10. Okay. A 1 is probably...
Well, Strauss is a 10.
I don't know. Who would be
Harper's
a 1?
Harper's a 10. I would say like Wilmer Defoe is a 1, probably.
Wilmer Defoe was a 1, okay.
Maybe he's a 3. A 1 would be a guy that like no one...
Adrian Sanchez is a 1.
Adrian Sanchez would be a 1. That's a good call.
Okay.
So the prospect grade on Fetty is a 7.5.
Your excitement debut on Fetty is a 7.5.
Yeah, so...
Is there another 10 in the organization?
Right now, Robles is going to be a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And Soto's going to be a 10. Those two guys are the blue chippers.
They're far enough away.
I'll even give Fetty an 8. Giolito is probably a 9. And the other guys are kind of all competing for anything around 5. As of right now.
You and me were both hyped for that Lucas Giolito situation.
It should have been. Yeah, he was the next big thing. And we'll see if he ends up gathering himself in Chicago. But the makeup just didn't translate to the big leagues.
Yeah, right now, he's kind of a thing that's in AAA struggling.
He is a thing. It's not a good thing.
It's not a great thing.
But the Nats don't look wrong for that trade as of right now. Although
so
Eaton getting hurt obviously didn't help their cause, but they couldn't help that. Couple things real quick on the way out. The Cleveland Browns have said that Cody Kessler, the guy I mentioned a minute ago, is going to be their starting quarterback in week one. Hugh Jackson kind of backpedaling because everyone said that that must mean that DeShone Kizer is not coming along at a good pace. Today he said that Kizer is way ahead of schedule.
Oh, good.
And playing much better than they expected, yet he is not going to be starting for them, so some mixed signals perhaps. If they're smart, they're going to let Kessler play for several weeks.
Let him take some shots.
Kessler was accurate and actually showed me some things last year that I liked.
You're going to get the snot beat out of you, okay? All those guys are going to play in Cleveland. They have a carousel.
For the Bengals, Tyler Eifert and John Ross have been cleared to practice, so they're getting their offense back to full speed. A couple of minor trades today in the NFL, including Cardale Jones on the move. The Bills swapping and moving on from a quarterback, they're now saying they're all set at the passing position.
They're good to go.
They love them some Tyrod Taylor.
Hey, they get all steamed up for it. I mean, they'll love him until they don't, until they have a better option.
Mike Tomlin is getting extended by the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Good. Grateful so. Yeah.
I think that that guy is probably in all of sports second to Joe Madden in terms of the people I'd most want to play for.
I'm trying to think of, of an impromptu list.
Madden with the Cubs, Tomlin second with the Steelers.
I have no idea how good X's and O's Tomlin is. I really couldn't tell you because I'm not able to follow Pittsburgh closely enough. I just look at that dude and go, that's a leader of men. I would lead my organization. I have a company that I'm forming. Please be my CEO.
Chad Dukes versus the world live at 2 o'clock every day here on The Fan. Chad is waiting patiently. He takes over next. We want to thank the Washington Nationals and their staff for making today possible. Also, everyone here at the Nats Youth Baseball Academy, we have had a blast hanging out with so many of the players from this club and getting you guys closer. If you want more information, you can get it.
NationalsAcademy.org. Again, NationalsAcademy.org. They need help in all sorts of areas, whether it's a donation of time, money, effort, energy, whatever it is. They do great work down here. The facility is awesome. Come check it out for yourself. That's NationalsAcademy.org. For everyone here on site, back in studio, CDVTW is up next. Have a little.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.